Hello, hello. This is Jen Verheeren from Cadence Coaching. This might sound crazy, but right now I'm going to tell you to stop believing everything you think. We're going to look at the difference between story and reality. This may seem like an obvious distinction, but I promise you it is not. Our brains tell us lots of stories that we take at face value to be true. When we act on these stories, we miss out on a lot. If we instead were to make decisions based on what is real rather than on our interpretations of what is real, we would save ourselves a lot of anxiety, pain, and missed opportunities. In order to perform optimally and live a drama-free life, it's important that you begin to distinguish between what is true and what is a story that you've created in your mind. Most people walk around in the world operating as if their stories are true. They're guided by things they believe to be true, but are not. Most wars, arguments, and great injustices are the result of this human tendency. When it comes to your perceptions about what you are and are not capable of, this can be a deal breaker if you're not able to suss out the difference. And by deal breaker, I mean you will not move forward out of any old unhelpful patterns you have unless you develop an awareness of what's real and what's interpretation. It's our tendency to think that interpretation is real. This causes us to go over the same old ground, staying safe and hiding out in indecision. We make up stories about time, about money, about what other people think, about being overwhelmed or busy or discouraged or not good enough. Many of us have opinions, beliefs, and ideas that we take for granted as the truth. We make assumptions and make decisions based on those. We all do it. I had a rider tell me that she wanted to take the performance project but was unable to because her trainer wouldn't allow it. She said this to me as if it were a fact. I asked her how she knew that to be true. She said she'd had a trainer a few years ago that got upset when she took a lesson from another trainer. Based on that experience, she developed a belief that trainers do not support education outside their own programs. And her assumption about her current trainer became the truth in her mind. Once she investigated, of course, she found out this was not the case. She felt liberated, and she also could no longer use that story as an excuse not to grow and learn. I had a trainer tell me that she could not raise her rates because her clients would all leave. This story had kept her spinning her wheels for years. It was totally untrue, of course. I had a Microsoft manager tell me he could not work remotely because everyone would think he was lazy. His mind was very committed to this story, so he failed to make that important transition for way too long. It was totally not true, and it cost him a lot of energy, commuting time, and productivity over several years. A business owner told me she could not advertise her services because people would think she wasn't busy and therefore not successful. Total brain lie, but she operated as if it was true. If you go through life acting as if your stories are true, you will miss out on things, and you may have more drama in your world than you'd like. How can you determine what is real and what is story when you've been believing your mind's stories for a really long time? There are things that generally fall under the category of story. Here are some of them: judgment, the future, excuses, concepts, ideas, opinions, the past, disappointment, interpretation, overwhelm, business, assumptions, discouragement, failure, and success. Those are all things that generally are story. Here are some things that generally fall under the category of reality: time, facts, the present, what happened, physicality, emotion, numbers, measurement, items, sensation. Most often, we assume emotions are not real, but they are. It's the stories we make up about the emotions or that generate the emotions that are not real. As riders, we can get stuck trying to manage mentally what is actually occurring physically. This will make more sense to you as you get further along in the course and start working with the tools. I've had a story for most of my life about never having enough time. This was not real. Time is time. We all have the same amount, and it occurs in reality in exactly the same way as it has for millennia, whether I am busy or not. Of course I have enough time. Time is a fact of life. There cannot be too much or too little. There cannot be more or less. What is true is that I have plenty of time. My story has been that I never have enough and that I don't get to spend it the way I want. I choose that. And yet I used to feel I was a victim of my situation. Brain lies. When I viewed my interpretation as reality, it was damaging to my well-being. I was stressed out. Once I started to see the difference between what was real and what was story, I began to choose. There can be no scarcity of time. What is real is that I can choose to spend each minute of it knowing I am in the right place at the right time, doing the only thing there is for me to do at any given moment. I love this. I find that I have these moments when I'm just happy for no reason because I've let go of a debilitating story. Okay, so these are just some examples. Think about what stories you have that do not serve you anymore and write them down. When you catch yourself telling them, ask yourself what is really true.